John Bowen.
Mr. Chair, is this the end of public comment?
Yes, my intention is now to bring it back to the council for motions and discussion.
I would just like to make some general comments before there's a motion, because there has been a lot of public comment from the heart. And and that is, I'd like to respond to each and every one, but of course I can't. Joe Orlando said, you know, it's important to do the right thing, and I couldn't agree more. Of course, it's hard to tell what is the right thing to do, Joe. It's agonizingly hard to figure out what is the right thing to do, but it is what I spend all the time thinking about, how to do the right thing. Frank Morarchy said National Standard 8 is an important standard, just as important as National Standard 1 and 2 and all 10 of them, that we think about the fishing communities. As I've said, my definition of fisheries is fish and fishermen. And we have the stocks of fish and the stocks of fishermen both at such low levels that how we make decisions to protect both are now so extraordinarily difficult because the stocks of fish and the stocks of fishermen are both so low that these decisions become very difficult. I don't know when I attended my first meeting of a fishery management council. I think it was probably 20 years ago or more, and probably in the King's Grant or someplace. But some of you were there. But it's a generation of dealing and hearing many of the same arguments. And you, those of you who were there, ask ourselves, have we made progress? We're arguing and criticizing the science, and we're seeing stocks that are so important to our communities continue to bounce along on the bottom of historic lows. We don't make progress doing things the way we've been doing them. It was Jimmy's dad, you know. We're doing this for generations, and not making progress. We owe ourselves a better job, a better way of doing this. We have to rebuild stocks. We can't just keep doing this, bouncing along the bottom, continuing to trade tomorrow for today. We have to do it in a way that doesn't sacrifice, but that builds a better tomorrow. We have to find a way to do it. We have to do the right thing. But we have to get out of this and rebuild fisheries. How do we do it? The science, especially on yellowtail, I share the frustration that I'm sure is shared by everyone in the room, including first and foremost Dr. Karp, about the uncertainty of the science of yellowtail. I wish that we could all look at that science and say it is crystal clear. It isn't. I'm not a scientist. I went, as Dr. Pierce and others, to the August meeting and heard the science dissected with a scalpel by, you know, Steve Cadran and others about the imperfections of that science. But I also heard Dr. Cadron, Dr. Sissonwine, and others say, despite all the imperfections, there is agreement that the stocks of yellowtail flounder are in trouble. There's consensus about this. That's why it needs to be a bycatch fishery. That was the fundamental finding of that. And so, and they also said, you know, they were asked repeatedly, do you reject the advice of the track? And they repeatedly said, no, we don't reject the advice of the track. So we have, it's frustrating that there are retrospective patterns. It's frustrating that there's uncertainty, but that's what we have to go on. There are hard truths we have to face. Maggie Raymond mentioned the issue of climate change. And again, I'm not a scientist, but I'm very troubled by how the impact of climate change is going to make, is already making, our jobs much more difficult. And again, the fishermen, excellent observers. You all are out there all the time observing. You see this. You certainly see temperature changes. You see movement of fish better than I do. This is causing changes, probably going to create some winning situations, some losing situations. You may, but those aren't the only changes going on. There are going to be changes in chemistry, in acidification, that are going to have changes as well, harder to see. I don't know how that's going to create any winning situations. I can see how it's going to create losing situations. And it's going to make our jobs a lot harder. And at some point, these changes are going to find their ways into fishery management plans. And just as we have to subtract things from overfishing limits to deal with management uncertainty and scientific uncertainty, we are going to, at some point, have to be subtracting things to deal with climate change. That'll be in our future, and that'll make things harder. That's the truth we're going to have to deal with. That's not a pleasant truth, but we're going to have to face that too. Can we rebuild fisheries without hurting people? No, we can't. That's the hard truth. I wish the answer was we can do our jobs rebuilding fisheries and not hurt anyone. I wish we could do that. We can't do that. We can't do that. Can we make decisions that don't hurt people? Yeah, we can make decisions that don't hurt people today. We've been doing that. We've been doing that. I think that's why we're where we are. We're good at doing that. I really don't think over time that gets us where we need to be. And I think, you know, I wish it were different. I really wish it were different. Joe, doing the right thing is a hard thing to figure out, Joe. It's a really hard thing to figure out because today is really important. It's really important, but so is tomorrow. Thanks.